Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin said he was hoping there would be unanimous support for the $40 billion bill to provide military, economic, and humanitarian support to Ukraine.
The Ukrainian people and President Zelensky have asked for our help. They've asked for these resources, and they need these resources in order to beat back a brutal, bloody, and illegal invasion by Vladimir Putin.
Although the measure is likely to win easy support in the House, there was Republican pushback by some of the most conservative members, like Chip Roy of Texas.
You want to talk about standing up alongside Ukraine? Why don't we actually have a debate on the floor of the People's House instead of the garbage of getting a $40 billion bill at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, not paid for, without having any idea what's really in it?
The Biden administration had considered tying a new funding bill for Ukraine to additional funding for the battle against COVID. But Senate Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said President Biden quickly agreed to unhitch the two proposed funding measures.
I had a chance to call the president last week and request that the Ukraine package move by itself and quickly. He said, let me think it over. He called back in about 15 minutes and agreed that we need to do this Ukraine only and quickly.
Lawmakers have added $3.4 billion in both military and humanitarian aid to President Biden's original $33 billion request. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken both have urged Congress to act before May 19th when the existing funds run out. Biden hosted Italy's prime minister at the White House in a visit intended to showcase allied unity against the Russian war. But it had also provided a window into divergent approaches to the conflict. Prime Minister Mario Draghi said leaders should work toward the possibility of bringing a ceasefire and restarting credible negotiations. He added that in Italy and Europe, people want an end to the massacres, violence, and butchery. Biden did not echo Draghi's comments. Meantime, the bipartisan unity over confronting Russia's war in Ukraine does not extend to fighting the coronavirus pandemic at home. Senate Republican Leader McConnell indicated Republicans would move to tie passage of more COVID funding to the Biden administration backing down on its plan to lift Trump-era Title 42 restrictions. The public health law has been used to expel migrants on the pretext of preventing the spread of COVID-19. It's due to be lifted later this month. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer didn't say what the Democrats' response is.
Our Republican friends should not be blocking COVID legislation. We don't know what they might throw in the way. We don't even know if they want to pass it. So when the House passes it, we will do everything we can to get COVID legislation passed.
The stalemate comes as the administration is reportedly preparing for 100 million new U.S. COVID infections this fall and winter. Officials are warning funds will run out for testing, treatments, and new vaccines, which may have to be rationed for only the highest at-risk population if more funding isn't allocated. The $10 billion the Biden White House proposes to spend on the latest COVID package is a fraction of what lawmakers are prepared to pour into the war in Ukraine. I'm Eileen Alfandary for Pacifica Radio.